Hello, my name is Jeroen Roppe and I'm spokesperson for Visit Brussels.
We're here to talk about one of my favorite events of the year, which is Bright Brussels, which brings, in the darkest part of winter, brings wonderful light to Brussels. It's a 10th anniversary, I think, a 10th edition, and there are about 20 installations and a lot of video mapping this year, it seems. So I'm very excited. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I agree with you because it's also one of my favorite festivals. It's the most romantic festival every year in February around Valentine's Day, from the 12th until the 15th of February. And this year it will be a special edition because, as you said, it is the 10th anniversary of the festival. And so we created a special route in the historic city center.
Now, there's also something new, which is a major culinary program with a Brussels Bright food market, a croquette fest, which sounds really good, and then a cafe, plus the Galerie Bocchi in Wolf will be doing stuff.
Yeah, that's indeed a culinary program to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Bright Brussels Festival. And we'll have a special guest, and that is the winner of the croquette contest we organize here in Visit Brussels every year. And everybody can eat as many croquettes as they want, and there will be the shrimp version and the cheese version, and there will be alternative vegetarian versions as well during that croquette feast.
I think I'll stick with the traditional, but people should do what they want. And also there's a luminous parade. What is that?
Well, there's an illuminist parade. There are many museums and many institutions that have their siege in the route, organize things themselves. So that is very interesting. There's also Bright Brussels Kids in the Rue du Musée. There are some special installations, especially for the kids, very interactive. It's a light playground for kids every day from 5:30 until 10.
Will you talk a bit about the video mapping? I see that Plus Wael is going to have something pretty amazing.
Yes, indeed. I think that is one of the most, that will be one of the most beautiful mappings because it really involves the whole Place Royale, and it's called The Infinite Walk. It's an immersive tribute to an artist called Constantin Branciuzi, a Romanian artist, and so the work is presented by the Romanian Cultural Institute here in Brussels with the support of Beriris, and it's a giant video mapping that will be projected all over the Place Royale. A beautiful tribute.
If I'm reading this correctly, on the Place de Martyrs, there's going to be holograms?
There will be holograms, and that is a very interactive work because some of the works during the festival are immersive, poetic, and there are really interactive works. And that is, as you say, a very special work on the Place des Martyrs, a work by a German artist called Katja Heitmann. It's called Perpetuum. And Katja Heitmann has registered personal movements of some 2,000 people. And you will see those holograms of those movements, and you can interact with them. So as you approach, you come face to face with the life-size holograms of these 2,000 people. And that is something very special.
And then there's what I've written down as singing plants. There are plants to have some sort of sound they make, and it's being used to power lights.
Yes, many artists use light and sound, combine light and sound, and I think that is a very interesting work as well, yes.
Okay, and then finally, there is something that I found amusing, but now I understand it. There's a Bright Brussels market, which is you can bring your lamps in, have them repaired, or you can buy vintage lamps.
Yeah, and I'll give you good advice, Richard. You should do that on the first day of the festival or the second day, because on Sunday most of the lamps are sold out because it's a really popular place during the festival.
Great, so people will look at the lights, eat the food, and have their lamps repaired.
That's the idea of the festival, and as I said before, it's a very romantic festival. It's the perfect thing to do in February, to have an evening walk in the city this year in the historic city center and enjoy the beautiful architecture and the really astonishing artistic light works of artists made by artists from Belgium and from other countries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.